An Alliance man found guilty of rape and gross sexual imposition is sentenced to life in prison. 59-year-old Lawrence Rupp was accused of engaging in sexual conduct with a female child several times a week, beginning when the victim was 3 years old. Rupp was arrested in September. Maximum sentence was handed down by Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoney after a jury found Rupp guilty last week. Two other alleged victims decided against taking part in the case. Second suspect being sought at a weekend homicide in Canton. Police obtained a murder warrant for 45-year-old Larry Grimes of Canton in connection with the Sunday night shooting death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. He was found shot inside an apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast and later died at Mercy Hospital. Meanwhile, 30-year-old Dequan Rucker of Akron was arrested Monday morning on a murder charge and remains in the Starr County Jail. Anyone with information about Grimes asked to contact Canton Police, the U.S. Marshals Task Force, or Starr County Crime Stoppers. The Starr County Sheriff's Office asking for the public's help in locating a missing Nimishillen Township man. 65-year-old James Hall was last seen Tuesday afternoon leaving his home in the 4700 block of Broadway Avenue Northeast. Deputies say he was driving a silver Chevy Silverado pickup headed to an unknown destination. Hall described as 5'10", about 250 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing blue jeans and a T-shirt. Anyone with information asked to contact authorities. Canton man facing multiple felony charges after authorities say he traveled to Toledo intending to meet underage children for sex. WTOL-TV reports 31-year-old Stephen White was arrested Saturday and charged with three counts of attempted rape involving children. White allegedly exchanged text messages with an undercover officer before traveling to Toledo to meet what he believed were 3-, 6-, and 9-year-old girls. He was reportedly taken into custody by law enforcement when he arrived at an undisclosed location. White to be arraigned today in Toledo Municipal Court. No injuries reported after separate house fires over the weekend in Alliance and Smith Township. Crews were called around 11 Friday night to a vacant house at Alden Avenue and Oyster Road, the fire being investigated as possible arson. The Alliance Fire Department assisted at the scene. Saturday night, Alliance firefighters battled a house fire in the 1100 block of East Patterson Street. Crews first fought the fire from outside before moving in to extinguish it completely. Two new fire levies could appear on the November ballot in Lake Township. Friday, the Board of Trustees approved resolutions seeking 2.5 mills and 2.75 mills over 5 years to support fire and EMS services. Trustees say the money would help maintain operations and cover rising costs. Another business trustees approved a cybersecurity policy required by state law, authorized repairs to a township truck. It said new pickleball courts are now expected to be completed by mid-July following weather delays. Repair work will cause the closure of the I-77 South ramp to Route 30 East in Canton. ODOT says an expansion joint will be replaced. The closure part of ongoing resurfacing and bridge repairs slated for completion in late October. During the closure, crews will also seal and patch the bridge. Detours will direct drivers on 30 West to Raff Road and back to 30 East. The closure will begin June 1st and last until the latter part of the month. Columbiana County child sex abuse case is on hold while a Salem man undergoes a court-ordered competency evaluation. Court records show 57-year-old Mark Knight faces 15 felony counts, including rape, gross sexual imposition, and sexual battery involving two children in a case spanning from 2014 to 2025. He's jailed on $100,000 bond. A judge granted the defense request for a psychiatric review over mental health concerns. The evaluation will be conducted by the Forensic Psychiatric Center of Northeast Ohio. With the resignations Friday of Chairman Joe Lawhorn, Vice Chairman Crystal Ciambita Boggs, and Member Megan McMaster, Columbiana County Park Board is now empty. Acting Chair Tom Butch and Administrative Assistant Lisa Schaefer resigned in February after verbal disputes and arguments over funding and Friends of the Park donations. Lawhorn and Ciambita Boggs were appointed at that time. Probate Court Judge Thomas Baranzi requested their resignations Friday. Baranzi said he would contact 7 people who applied earlier and choose from those who are still willing to serve. According to the Salem News, Baranzi said he had hoped McMaster would stay on. Provisional data from the Highway Patrol reporting 6 traffic fatalities over the 4-day Memorial Day weekend, the lowest number in 18 years. During the reporting period, troopers made 16,490 traffic enforcement contacts, including 355 impaired driving arrests, 66 drug arrests, and 2,090 safety belt citations. The historically low traffic fatality numbers come a week after the patrol conducted its first ever statewide enforcement initiative to deter and intercept impaired drivers. We have the following funeral announcement. Service for 73-year-old Eugene R. Snyder of Alliance will be held at a later date. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.